Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in after a two-week hiatus. It is vacation, I guess is the best way to put it. It's time for KER Politics. Jimmy just got back from Europe yesterday. I got a couple of questions I want to ask him. Jimmy, first of all, talk about the jab. Some of our listeners were curious, would you have to take it when you were over there?
No, I didn't. In fact, I wouldn't have gone if I would have done that, had to do that. Apparently, Europeans or others coming back into the United States, they do have to show proof of vaccination, but for American citizens, there was no requirement. But I'll tell you, there's a lot of growing concern when more information is coming out from, say, the UK, their National Institute for Health, as well as other German research, Swiss research, a number of other areas that are actually identifying some of the very significant problems with the jab, and people are not taking the boosters because they just realize that it's ineffective and there's some dangers involved with all of this.
Yeah. Jimmy, any comments on this new strain that's coming out?
Yeah, I think it's, let's just call it the MTV. The midterm variant.
Right.
One more political action by health officials trying to support their political allies in order to keep themselves into power. And unfortunately, we're seeing that with this national emergency on the monkeypox. It's just unbelievable that both WHO and the Biden administration have made those types of, declarations with a very limited number of people that have had it. And of course, the specific issues that are associated with it, who's getting the monkeypox virus, and it's primarily gay men that are involved in gay sexual activity with numerous gay men. So, let's put our heads on straight and kind of stop listening to the idiocies there that are trying to drive political ends.
There are clearly some idiocies out there. We're going to be talking more about that later in the show. Jimmy, I want to hear about the general opinion in Europe about what's going on in Ukraine. The reason I want to hear this is I did a fair amount of research on current events in the Ukraine right now. Russia is very definitely having trouble right now. There was some talk about untrained or not adequately trained Russian soldiers. There was some talk about the fact that it is simply not turning out to be a rollover for the great big bear to take over Ukraine. Zelensky's folks are doing, from the article that I read, I would have to say, for the most part, pretty good. Give me an opinion on what the people over there are saying.
Well, I was with some very senior, very, very senior EU and NATO analysts this last week, some of the top ones, actually. And, the Europeans are looking at this problem very seriously. They are incredibly worried about what Russia is doing on, in a near abroad in Ukraine and what the ramifications are. Are if they succeed. So they are involved in trying to make sure that Russia fails. There is no coordinated effort. There is no coordinated NATO effort with the exception of the training, the equipping, and kind of the broad spectrum of political support for Ukraine. And it is making it a very difficult, fight either way. And, how this turns out is anybody's guess. I do say from the beginning, Russia never won this and will never win it in the long run. And they are having a very, very difficult time. The numbers right now are about 4-1 disadvantage for the Russians. So for every one Ukrainian soldier lost, and that's significant, there's about 4 Russian soldiers lost. That's a very hard effort to continue over a period of time, especially when they've committed a very large percentage of their actual combat power. What that means is that if something You know, if the Ukrainians somehow are able to muster a major offensive, it's going to be difficult for them. They're having to move, the Russians are having to move their supply lines farther back because of the capabilities brought to them by some of the Western, in particular U.S. Artillery pieces. And then, of course, the Russians are still consolidating. But the thing is, they're absolutely leveling towns and cities. And the Europeans have a very near memory of what happened in World War II.
Yeah.
And they also know what happened in the former Balkans, you know, in the former Yugoslavia.
Yeah.
So they are incredibly worried about this entire debacle on their border. And in spite of, you know, some of our listeners and some of the people out there that somehow think that Russia is trying to do the right thing here, you know, it's just turning into an absolute catastrophe on all sides. And yes, everyone understands the level of corruption in Ukraine. It's been existent since the Soviet Union. A lot of the same oligarchs that run Ukrainian businesses run Russian businesses. They're very well connected, and it's hard to change that. But you're seeing moves by the Ukrainian government to kind of protect their independence and to protect their integrity and to take away the people that are being basically supportive of Russia.
Yeah.
So, you know, some people say that's undemocratic. Well, they're in the midst of a defensive war trying to keep for their survival. So I don't know. I'm not going to judge them on that too harshly. But I do think, in fact, a better coordinated plan from NATO and allies could bring peace, which is probably the best way to go about it. And unfortunately, I'm not seeing anything from the White House or from NATO leadership that are pushing a very effective policy towards negotiation.
Jimmy, what is your impression after having come back from Europe? What's your impression of the level of support that the United States is giving to the Ukrainians and the level of support that the European nations are giving to the Ukrainians?
Well, so a lot of European partners are a little bit confused. Many of them right now are looking at, again, they equate back, and we've talked about this a bit before, the Afghanistan pullout, leaving many allies in their their partners and volunteers hanging in Afghanistan. You know, there's a big bureaucracy in the EU, a huge bureaucracy in NATO operations, very complex to get anything done. So basically, many of you can't look at them as in one particular way. They're, you know, each country has a different view, and each leader has a different view. And I will say that, unfortunately, is part of the problem here. We just don't have consolidated Western values policy that that will actually kind of bring the warfare to some sort of balanced conclusion.
Jimmy, what's the general consensus in Europe? I don't want to use the word general consensus. What's the majority opinion in Europe right now of what's going on? Are they supportive of Ukraine or supportive?
Yeah, absolutely. They are all scared to death of Russia. This is a reality that many people in the United States do not understand. Most Eastern European countries lived under, in fact, all of them lived under Soviet Russian, authoritarian control. They pushed away from it, and they have really cleaned house to try to stop it in Hungary and Poland,
yeah.
Czech Republic, Slovakia. Some of them, like in Slovenia, not so, you know, they're still kind of this, they were never really held under the same authoritarian principles that the former Soviets, satellite states were. But all of those countries have very, very large concerns. And then, of course, in Germany and France, there's the political balance between the left and the right. But unanimously, people are concerned and very fearful. And they look at the Russians as a kleptocracy.
Yeah.
They very clearly look at them as abusive and overbearing. And that's just the way that they see it. And they've known it that way for a long time. There's not a lot of happiness or support for Russia. And of course, they don't like. Many of these countries are very offended by the oligarchs and the massive amount of wealth. I actually was looking the bay in Trieste.
Jimmy, got to take a real quick commercial break. We're going to continue this conversation in the next short segment. Stick around, you guys.